Welcome to Seize the GM. I'm your host, Zendad.
I'm your co-host, Jules.
And I'm Null Operations.
Have you ever had a great idea for a campaign? Do you have a bunch of friends who want to play an RPG but have no one to run it?
Do you want to see what the world is like behind the GM screen instead of in front of it? Well, we're here to help you do just that.
Each week, the three of us will be discussing various GMing topics. Terminology, maps, atmosphere, world building, you name it. So sit back and relax, and let us help you improve your art of GMing, one show at a time.
Banter, banter, banter. And we are entering the banter segment.
And welcome back to another episode of Seize the GM.
All right. Did you miss us?
I know you missed us.
I missed me.
I know.
I don't know who I am anymore. Hi. I
know. Who are you?
I'm nobody.
You're
sorry, I've been watching some Westerns. I apologize.
You are my jewels. And we have with us somebody that may be making stops from time to time if he feels so inclined. A Sir Gardemanger.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
So, yeah, you've heard his dulcet tones on Hidden Grid. Now you get to hear him with us.
Yes. And part of the reason for that is Gardemanger filled in and helped me out so much at Origins that I'm bringing him on for some other stuff too. So you're going to start seeing some more blog posts hopefully here pretty soon, and some more just us getting together and talking and with
okay blog posts
out.
Yeah, I was gonna say with Noel out and recovering. A little bit of delay for Hidden Grid, getting recording, getting everything needed for the blog posts. Sometimes I sit down and like to make characters. And so what Zen's asked me to do is just put them up on the blog. So I'm going to start with Shadowrun, my home, my favorite, my love, and just start throwing up some stat blocks with some backstory you can take and use. But I'm going to go beyond Shadowrun. I'd say we'll hit probably the hero system, we'll hit old basic D&D, we'll put together characters and concepts.
Earthdawn. Oh, hell yes.
He broke down
my concept for an Earthdawn character, because I'm reading the book and I'm like, Mentats aren't real. I can't understand this. And he was just like, oh, no, this is how it is. And he spreadsheet, beautiful, oh my gosh. And he's like, no, this is how it is. I'm like, can I just have you narrate the book and just translate it, you know, for weefs like me?
I've had the fun of getting to play a lot of Earthdawn lately, with especially the Legends of Earthdawn podcast. That is something I'm getting to play around with. And so we're going to put a bunch of stats up with characters, really. Oh. So the goal here is to a couple of paragraphs of story, of concept, and some stats that you can take and use, and just not the crunchiest, not the min-maxiest, but this was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So that's the goal.
Okay. Well, you know what? That actually sounds like, when you started saying things like basic D&D, I'm like, I have a rule cyclopedia laying around.
My cyclopedia has duct tape on the spine. It has held together only because of that. You see, you know, mine is too well-loved, and my friends in my gaming group that, you know, has had the perils of adulthood fall upon it, has multiple copies of every single gazetteer.
Yeah.
Everything ever published for basic D&D is within my grasp. So, yes, the gnomes from the floating city might make an appearance. You have been warned.
All right. The thing is, like, the characters, not a lot of people play the games that I play. Although I have a point. All right, it's a wee bit of a bragging right, and I can't believe I had the world's worst set of stage fright for this, but a very special somebody from the Arcology podcast asked me to run a game for his family.
That is because you are awesome and because Mr. Johnson recognizes awesomeness.
Yeah. Well, it was also Little Fears. That he'd never played it. And so everything went sideways, as it always does. So I'm like, all right, I have these great ideas. They destroyed my entire plot. Let's see what's in my tush. All right, I just pulled this out. Let's run.
Yeah.
But the one thing because I had to be a little careful because I know how dark I can go. So I'm like, I can't go that dark. But on the positive side, thank you, Zippy, because of the character he made. Just because of his character, he kept scaring everyone else. I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. I have much less work.
Well, see, and that's a great segue because that's how you capped off Origins. And we're here to really kind of talk about experiences and what Origins did and didn't show for all of us.
Yes, indeed, actually.
Damn you, Zendead. My friend is giving me... I got two minis for my D&D game. She's like, I want to see what you do with them. I'm like, what the heck? She bought me minis and primed them already.
Uh-huh.
She's these little metal guys. I'm like...
Just wait. So right before Origins, if you follow the Facebook group, you saw that I posted pictures of my Bones collection that came in.
Oh, yes.
We're getting ready to tackle... Well, I say we, but it's been predominantly my wife who's been painting like a fiend. We have maybe half of the core set left. I've got my big guy, my frog hemoth, my magic circle, my ogres, and my dragon that are my big guys that are left. Almost all the rest of it's done.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I'm sorry, but it's also the side-by-side comparison with what you do and you saw my first attempt.
And it was good.
It was cute.
It was good. And we're going to try something really cool with my... So my wife had this amazing brainiac idea. So we have the magic circle, which is supposed to be like granite or something like that. And so she decided that she was going to do the, I believe it's called hydrostatic painting. They use it for nails and stuff, but it's an oil.
Put
on top of the water and then you dip it, basically. And so she's going to do like black and gold marble and dip the minis to paint them. And they're done in one hit.
Dude.
Yeah. So it can be done. I've been on their forums like talking to people and they're like, I don't see why it wouldn't work. We've got some scraps that we're going to test it on first. But if it works, it's going to be amazing. So... Well, okay. So when did everybody get to Origins?
We arrived Tuesday evening. We drove from DC. So much. It's not horrible. It's not horrible.
I was gonna say,
but the thing is, like,
drive like Gardemanger has.
No.
I left bright and early in the morning. And I made it after nightfall with stops for gas and have lunch. It was 12 and a half hours.
Yeah.
But made it in. Thankful staying with Cassie from the Sixth World podcast and Complex Action Actual Play. And got to spend time with her and catch up with some people that evening because where we stayed had a nice little bar with a tasty restaurant right around the corner. So that made things easier, and I was there in time to ease into the full Origins experience, mostly.
Cool.
It was this year, I'll be honest, a lot. I think I no longer was, I guess, a new convention energy, NCE. I'm going to call it that. Because this year, like last year, there I was just like, oh my gosh, all the stuff and, you know, all the stuff. And this year, certain things really just got under my skin, got on my nerves. It could have been also the fact that I'm severely allergic to mold and I could smell it and my face would stuff up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
part of that was the construction that was everywhere around the convention center. That is part of it. And they've also had just massive amounts of rain, just like we've had.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a joke at work that we think that there have been 3 consecutive days once since like February that we haven't had rain.
Yeah. Oh, Garamanger, how about you? Did you get the, like, oh my gosh, there's all the stuff everywhere for all the things?
I did have that wonderful jazz experience because I don't go to big conventions. That was my first major convention to get to go to just from scheduling. So, yeah, there was a glaze in my eye, a little bit of a spring in my step, and the fact that I got extra cushioned insoles to put in my shoes because I'm of that age where that excites me, and it helped walk.
Ooh, take notes, people.
15 miles of walking a day.
Yeah. Most of it
inside the convention center. So if your shoes aren't comfortable, you will not enjoy yourself.
No, you won't.
Nope.
Not if you're spending a lot of time walking. If you're just sitting there at games, it's not as big of a deal. But if you're doing a lot of walking to see people, play games, walk the dealer's room, the exhibitor's area. I mean, yeah, you will put some serious mileage on a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I killed one of the pairs I took. I'm going to have to replace them. They were, they died. They were sacrificed in glorious love unto the convention.
Same thing happened with Zippy. You know, he's got a, because he's got like super high arches and plantar fasciitis, so at a certain point, shoes get blown out, and that hit that. Yep. So there was that.
But, no, I didn't sit down and roll as much dice as some other people who went. I didn't schedule and reserve seats at the table because I didn't know what I would be doing and who would be there and what was going on. Now, I did get to throw some dice, but what made me grin was the number of people I saw throwing dice, even if it wasn't me. And just when you're not around several thousand people rolling dice on a regular basis, seeing your clan, seeing your people come together, kind of gets giddy.
Yeah, it does. The cool thing also is one of the guys I became buds with last year. One of the guys that, you know, GMs the Shadowrun for Catalyst. You know, I'm wearing my 2 holsters, you know, my tech holsters. And he's like, well, oh my gosh, those are awesome. Where'd you get them? And I saw him and he's wearing them. He's like, I can fit this many cubes of dice in there. I'm like, cool. So that was cool. And it was, oh gosh, one of the Scotch squad. I now have the most interesting description of me I have ever heard. It is the tiny blue-haired ball of energy. I have never been described that way before.
You're welcome. That was me.
No, it was other people were using it too.
Because someone asked how to find you, and I said, okay, look for the short, blue-haired, irrepressible ball of energy.
It's spread around. It's sticking.
Well, yeah, it's because we sprayed you.
That's what that was. So, I mean, what games did you guys play? I mean, I did Thank You, Zen. I did Paranoia. Minions Edition.
Fun.
I didn't understand what exactly was going on.
I shoot you, commie traitor.
Okay. Then you enjoyed yourself?
Well, the best thing is, though, I named my character Bob, of course. And it was Bob, and then I used, because I'm red level, I'm Luby, and I had a JR in bunny rabbit ears. Mm-hmm. So anyone knows, I am a member of the Church of the Subgenius, so I named my character JR Bob Dobbs.
Yep.
But I did that. I did, you know, we did a Shadowrun Anarchy game, which was ridiculous fun. Did a Call of Cthulhu game. And the nice thing about the Rogue Cthulhu, which I did, and it was a lot of fun, is yeah, it's using the Cthulhu mythos and RPG, but it wasn't chthonic. Not everything was all about Cthulhu in that world. This one was corrupted fairy tales, and I'm like, oh
yeah.
Wonderful. Cthulhu, and the other one he did
immediately throws Cthulhu and they're like, we're gonna use Cthulhu, and it's like you don't there's like one story about him in all of the stuff that Lovecraft wrote.
Yeah.
There are so many other cool things in the
Oh yeah, but we had none of those. We had none of those. So that was awesome. And then we played Dread. And I killed my character. I knocked the tower over. I did it intentionally. But here's what happened. About half, you know, we were through these trials. It was called the Heart's Desire, et cetera, et cetera. So here's what happened. Third trial in, it's a logic puzzle. And I'm like, all right, everybody out of my way. And I'm taking papers and I'm writing all this stuff down. And they're just watching me. They're like, we're not going to pull a piece. We're just going to let her go. And they're like, you know, I'm like, oh, God, are you kidding me? This is my bread and butter. I had no idea that kind of logic puzzle would come in. It was one of those poison is on, like, three poisons mirror two non-poisons. The poison is on a non-poisons left side, You know, the answer. That's the stuff I'm good at. And it was hilarious because I'm like, okay. And then, like, oh, you can pull for getting help. I'm like, we won't need that. Hang on a minute. Yeah. And they're just watching me
that's
go.
That's cute. One moment, please.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was wicked.
I had fun making a Shadowrun Missions character I never actually played. The world conspired against me, played a bunch of board games in the board game area. Got to throw dice for Shadowrun Anarchy with Oz from Join the Anarchy in person. So if you haven't watched Join the Anarchy, it's kind of like someone described it as, whose line is it anyway, mid Shadowrun Anarchy with the crowdsourced ideas?
I'm the one that said that one.
And Jules, you may appreciate this. I can say that in person, Oz manages to make an uncomfortable level of eye contact when he asks you if you're comfortable with your level of success.
He's very good at that.
That's how he asks whether you want to spend edge, whether you're fine. He asks if you're comfortable with your level of success.
Oh yeah. And then
it was a load of fun. We had we actually had three people who'd never played Anarchy at the table with me.
Woohoo!
And we pretty much sold them on the concept of Anarchy and how awesome it was and that it was something they wanted to do again. And that's seeing the hobby grow, seeing people pick up new passions.
Oh, yeah.
We put that down as one of the high points.
But here's the thing that's hilarious. When I did my Shadow on Anarchy, guess who was the fixer? Garde à Manger. And they're like, Garde à Main. I'm like, no, it's pronounced Garde à Manger. And I'm giving them like little bits of your character. And they're like, how the hell do you know? I'm like, I play with the guy. Yep. And they're like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, him and me, we helped play test this thing. You know, here's his name. Here's me. It's, you know, and they're like, the heck am I hidden grid? Listen to it. You'll love it. And I love the thing I love with Anarchy. It's very swashbuckly. It feels very, you know, if you're talking video games, it's kind of Bioshock Infinite. Movies, Errol Flynn.
Yeah.
You know, it has that. I love that kind of an undertone to it. It's a lot of fun.
I've described it as the throwing popcorn at the movie screen. Big summer blockbuster. And that's what you can get. But aside from games, aside from sitting down and throwing dice, Jules, what were your two non-throwing dice highlights from Origins?
Oh, God. One of them, all right. First thing is Zen kept saying, I'm going to take you to get a mini painted. And it never happened, but I was supposed to meet up with one of my buddies who never showed. But I sat my butt down and I saw this mini, and it's cool. It's a paint and take. So this is the most brilliant thing because I spent well over I purchased over $100 worth of supplies. But they give you your own mini, and I looked at it. I'm like, oh, this is my Deadlands character. I'm playing a bounty hunter. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, the chick sitting beside me was painting the same thing, but she did it as a pirate. I did mine as a bounty hunter, you know, blue jeans and a big duster and, yep. You know, same mini, different things. And turns out I don't suck at it. I thought I would. So, I mean, that was one. The second one, and you got pictures of this, Garde Manger. Love you to death, but you got pictures of this, is I got the face. Oh God, I'm going to be hoisted from the mainsail for this one. I got to taste some Johnny Walker Blue. There was only a teeny weeny wee bit left in the bottle, and I'm not going to go and scrounge up another cup to pour it in the cup. And so there's only a wee bit. It's like a baby dropper full. So I upended the bottle, and they got a picture. And I didn't slam it. I got like a teeny taste. It was actually delicious. It was amazing, but it looked so terrible. Oh my God. It's something I think I'll have a story on that one for the rest of my life.
Probably.
You know, but you know, that was,
I've already created 3 extra copies of those pictures so they can't get destroyed inadvertently.
You monster. Oh man. It's just, I got, and they're like, oh my God, you did what? I'm like, it wasn't the whole bottle. No. No.
It was less than a shot.
Yes, I am that kind of person, but not when it's, you know, someone else's booze.
Yeah.
You know, yes, you know, it's like I will get a, you know, I spent $200 on a bottle of tequila and I only cook with the damn thing. You know, how about you two dudes? What were your favorite non-dice Chucky bits?
Well,
don't everybody talk at once now.
Let's see here. Actually, getting to sit down face to face with Garde Manger was probably one of the big highlights.
Yeah, but that was an Origins sponsored.
But it was still something that I did at Origins.
Point. I was thinking Origin sponsor, you know, or gamer sponsored shit.
Oh no, because that's
That's gamer sponsored.
It is.
Oh, that was an inebriation sponsor. Yeah.
And probably the second one was actually getting to sit down and set up to record anybody that wanted to go by and just say anything could have.
Yeah.
We only had a few takers, and I believe those shows were going to be going up here in the next couple of days. I'm just going to slap stuff on, put a warning at the front, and just...
I had been drunk most of the day due to horrible, horrible incidents of horribleness.
Those were probably the 2 big things that I did. Cause, I mean, I didn't do, like, I don't go to Origins to play games. I go to hang out, talk with people. Though I did buy a game while I was there.
Which one?
Blades in the Dark. It was an Indie Press Revolution game.
Ooh.
It is... The best way I've come to describe it is, if you know video games, take Dishonored and Thief and mash the 2 together.
Sweet!
So you're playing all these different types of thieves and rogues in a almost... Steam Tech World.
Sweet.
And yeah. It was I have not gotten to start reading it yet. And it's massive. It's a little bitty book, but it's super thick.
Ooh.
Because yeah, I bought the physical book because I'm like, I don't have that many physical books, so I got those. And yeah, so that was between that and paint. That's pretty much what I walked away with.
Slack.
My cool spinny ring that has my runes.
Oh. I saw that. That's shiny. That is shiny.
My wife's got one of those, and she's also got a tarot deck one.
So, I'm imagining that, and I'm like,
It's interesting. It's beautiful. And it's very, very interesting. So, but those are even like the big end of my purchases.
So, how about you, Garamange? What was your favorite?
My favorites, part of it flows into what Zen just said. One of the big things was getting to actually meet a bunch of people in person, having made friends, having known people online, but getting to sit down and see Zen and go, yeah, that's what a Zen Dead looks like. That's and meeting Jules, and of course the running up and hug and the required lifting and spinning.
Perks for being short, you know.
Yeah, those are the things that conventions were made of. And a lot like Zen, I'm very much a people person. Getting to talk and hang out and get to know a lot of these people better was a distinct highlight. And one of my favorite things was just kind of grabbing and distracting people from going to eat dinner to get to record for Seize the GM.
I know. You are better than a carnival barker, sir.
So I have discussed this with the wife, and next year we're going to set up like we did this year, except we're going to have a vinyl sign that's set up saying, now recording, come hang out and chat with us.
So for anyone listening to this who is in just under 12 months planning to be at Origins, you need to find Zen, you need to find Jules, you need to find me in the Seize the GM setup where we're going to be hanging out with some microphones and a mixer, and we're going to be talking to people about their Origins experience, because what all of us are kind of dancing around is that these things we love, these hobbies, these passions, are because other people love them too. And at conventions where we see these...
It is a hobby that requires...
Interaction.
Yep.
And so that we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
What do you love? What's going on at the convention for you? Why did you come? We went I went personally because I'm selfish and wanted to meet people in person and just kind of hang out and get out of town for a while. And I did.
Smart.
I want to hear from other people. I ran into someone I hadn't seen in years that I didn't know would be there at Origins and just kind of looked up and went, wait, what?
That happened to me last year. An old chum of mine that I went to college with my first time around, way back in the mid-90s. You know, I hadn't seen him for almost 20 years.
These are the stories we want to hear. And you're going to hear some of the talk we had a little bit later once it's up. But that's the exciting part of the convention.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the magic.
Hopefully next year, next year I'm going to have a portable recorder so that I can go around the dealer's hall and talk to companies and get people to, you know, do little...
Oh yeah, I bought books of 1,000-year-old recipes.
I saw those. Those were so awesome.
Speaking of the dealer and exhibitor hall. Yes.
I got another set, yeah.
Yes, I bought cookbooks at Origins.
I've read them. They're
1,000 years old.
They're the coolest things I have ever seen.
And some of them are kind of reskinned in fantasy terms, so, you know, dwarven food, halfling food, but it's all based on, derived, and translated from 1,000-year-old recipes in different areas and kind of talked about the upcoming parts of the series, because how to do elves and what the plan is for that, and kind of giving, that's a kind of, we're bouncing ideas from him, and maybe I helped in some small bit frame the next episode or book or two of these 1,000-year-old cookbooks, the Orcish and the Elvish ones. Maybe see those next year.
Oh, that would be so cool, dude. Oh, man.
And you know what else is hilarious? So my entire gaming group that's playing now has tentatively agreed to all show up at Origins 2.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, one of the people in my group actually did show up this year. And he was only there for like two of the days, and then he left with his husband. They had to come back home. So they were there for a couple of days. His sister, who plays, who is actually the one who introduced us to him, she's going to be there because she's taking off time. And the other two guys that are in the group have all said, yeah, we'll go. So they're going to just like, and they were like, we should run something. I'm like, I'm not going to run something. I'm not going to run a normal game. I'll run something completely weird and off the cuff, and we can do that there, but I'm not going to run anything specific. So,
yeah, board games. I mean, or I'll be honest, Origins, especially after dinner, okay, and after a lot of the crazy, long stuff is done. You know, it's also the kind of thing you kind of want to sit with all your new buddies and people you've chatted with and worked with for like, but now you get to see their face and play a game of Cards Against Humanity. And I'm so tempted to bring one next year.
Do it.
Actually, I have it with all the expansions, the bigger, blacker box with the foil, biggest, blackest dick card. Yep.
Well, hopefully. I say hopefully. Well, it's not hopefully. I believe that my wife's boss, who always books our hotel for Origins, has already got us in at the Hilton.
Lucky.
Yeah, like, I'm not going anywhere next year. It's literally, I can just drag stuff down, walk upstairs.
Yeah. We after our experience with the Holiday Inn, dear God, they sucked.
Yeah, it's.
I never want to do that again.
If you have to make a commute and you're using Uber or Lyft, it's a lot of time that you spend
commuting. Well, they kept also locking us out of our room.
Oh man!
I said this is one of the reasons my Origins were not as awesome. You know, we get our keys, we go up, we open up the door, and there are two dudes already in our in the room. They arrived the other day, so they gave us wrong rooms. So then we go and get new keys, and four times both of our keys deactivated for no reason. So we'd have to go back downstairs after we're exhausted, we're tired, and want a nap.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever the heck we have to do, like when registration, I will take the day off of work for the hotel registration.
Yeah.
Because I am not doing that again. I can't.
Well, the other
option, it was absolute crap, and the AC sucked. And
go in now. Don't do it in the block. Just do it now. Because they'll sell the block out almost instantaneous, but if you go in like tomorrow, you may be able to get a hotel room that's right where you want it and in the hotel that you want.
Yeah, but from what I'm understanding, at least last time, like they're anything outside of just getting a block, not going to happen.
You can still try to get in the block because anything's possible. I mean, you just have to ask. Or maybe we're staying at the Hyatt. I don't remember. But, I mean, there are ways to get in to different hotels. And all you have to do is start looking around at all of the other ones that are immediately attached or nearby. And you usually find out pretty quick whether or not you've got a room, like you can get a room, because we end up getting like one of the big suites. So those are almost never on the blocks.
Ah.
That's why. because there's like four or five of us, and people still have a room without having too many people in one little area.
Yeah, because from what I, because everything I was checking, and I was actually looking to see if I could get something off. No, everything is sold out already. Mm-hmm.
And it was only like less than a month ago.
Yeah.
So everything is sold. It wasn't mm-hmm. tied in. So yeah, that's something to keep in mind.
But yeah, that's
it's
mm-hmm.
fun, and I'm definitely gonna be back next year, and hopefully I will be at Gen Con next year, too.
Cool.
We shall see. Not 100% sure yet. Because it's a question of, do I really want to go? And I kind of do. Because I actually want to be able to sit down in some of the seminars and stuff and record seminars.
Oh, yeah.
And put them up for the show. Like, I really wish we could have done some of that at Origins. But I didn't realize until it was too late, because this is only the second year that I've actually just been able to go and attend without working. So I needed to make sure that I knew what was going on. And
but as we start moving towards the winding down, Jules, what are your closing thoughts? What's your takeaway, and what are your last shout-outs?
Oh, for Origins, here is the thing. If it's your first convention, ride the high. Just make sure that you keep snackies and all that other stuff on you. But if it's your second time, you know, you're not going to get that same everything is new convention smell. You're not going to get it. But try and do, you know, this time I only signed up for one Shadowrun game. I did a whole bunch of other things, you know, and see where that takes you. You know, make sure you stop in and say hi. But, you know, if you got like a core that you usually hang out with, spend a little time, but then go with something new, something you're not going to expect. That's why I went for painting. So.
And paranoia.
Oh, gosh. Damn you, friend computer. Paranoia. Damn you, friend computer.
You mock friend computer?
No. My friend Peter did the, and I'm not going to, this is unblazing. There is a paranoia LARP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did not know about this.
Yeah.
And I found about it way too late, but holy moly, it's the guys that run it. It's probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard of. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah. Go for it.
Well, I want to give a shout out to the organizers of Origins, because I had a blast. And I think that for the most part, what I saw was well run. Small hiccups happen, but it was really enjoyable. I want to give a shout out to the people I got to meet in person, people from the Arcology podcast, from Violent Life, from Join the Anarchy, from just loads of places I'm not even naming. And of course, the people behind Hidden Grid and Seize the GM, like the people I'm on this podcast with, were the highlights. And getting to actually shake hands, see smiles, and doing that was worth it its weight. Tips,
oh, heck yeah.
Tricks, have comfy shoes, make sure your bag has extra water and caffeine if you are so inclined, and be ready to stop and go, yeah, you know what, I'm going to take the next 2 or 4 hour session off and chill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That is, yep. Those are the big things. Anybody that's done any shows that are bigger than, you know, your little local, like, 1 day or 2 day little shows. Yeah, you start doing some of these big ones that are 4, 5, 6 days. You need to have
oh, yeah.
more than you think.
Have your food, have your water, have your caffeine if that is how you stay functional, and make sure you take some time to do things like chill and play superhero card games and go run around in the board game section and sit down and meet new people and make new friends. Definitely. That's what it's about.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. So, we're going to slide right here into our shout outs. So, what do you got, Jules?
Well, I love you. I love you, Steam Sale. My wallet hates you, but I love you. But reason is because I found this is the coolest game I've ever heard. It's called Steam World Heist. And think Worms meets Firefly Robot steampunk strategy game in space. Huh. It's a lot of fun. You know, you get you're all your crews are robots. There's a lot of heavy kind of Firefly influence to it. And it's even fun when you're watching the credits that you can't take the swag from me. So it's a lot of fun. I recommend it. You know, just you will enjoy yourself. So it's, you know, it's on Steam. It's not too expensive. And man, it's. Instead of, you know, everything kind of auto-aiming, you're manually aiming. So you actually get to pull the trick shots off and that cool stuff. I was just like, this is awesome. Fun. Oh, yeah.
What was the name of that one again?
Steam World Heist. It's on Steam.
Okay. I may have to, I don't do a lot of things on Steam, so that's saying something. If I'm thinking about getting it, that says something right there.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Awesome.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the Steam sale enticed me as well. I'm a slacker and finally picked up the entire trilogy of the Harebrained Scheme Shadowrun games, and I've been working through some of those. And, well, if you're listening to this, you've heard about how awesome they are, and you weren't as much of a slacker as I am. And, well, all I can say is that they deserve the praise they got.
Oh, yeah. They were actually on a games on extra credits on the games you might not have tried yet Cyberpunk Edition. But hey, when you see Zippy and you see me in Hong Kong, wave hi.
I promise I'll probably text you when that happens, just because.
Oh, heck yeah.
So,
how about you, dude?
So, for those of you who know, Free RPG Day also happened to coincide with the Saturday of Origins.
Yes. I wasn't at my local store.
I happen to have one of my players, one of the local game stores where she lives. They were not going to do anything. They weren't going to put up the money to buy the sets or anything. So she paid for one. And they gave it to her. And they said, you just have to give away like three things. That's it. And so basically she took and she gave away a bunch more than like the three that she had to give away. And she just showed up on the day and was just handing things out to people. And she pulled a bunch of stuff aside for us because she's like, I know you guys can't come, but I want to get you guys some stuff. So here, like, she pulled a bunch of stuff out. And I found out that I'm going to dig back to the 90s for this. And there was a game called Torg.
Oh no.
Sounds familiar.
Talked
about Torg. Torg Possibility Wars is actually being kickstarted right now. They're redoing it. From what I understand.
Oh my.
They're taking all of the best parts of the original Torg and mixing them with the newer mechanics. mechanics of the last, like the second edition or whatever was done. Like they're going to meld the two together, and that's going to be the new tour. So it's going to have some of those great things like the card decks and stuff that were part of the first edition are going to be brought back for the new tour. So there's going to be all these cool things that are coming up with it. And one of the guys in our group was like, so if I back this, would you run it? I was like, you damn right I'll run it.
Nice.
So I will be getting a hold of Torg when it comes out. But if you guys have the chance, and I don't know if it's going to still be live when this drops, go out and back the Kickstarter because I want more free stuff. I'm a horrible, horrible person. Yeah, because I've actually been discussing things with Mantic because the pledge level that I pledged in at isn't showing up in the backer kit. So I was a little put off by the fact that I had to contact them this morning, and they're like, it may take a couple of business days to get this fixed. And I'm like, okay, but I pledged in, and I was one of the 2,000 in that, and it's not showing up. And they're like, okay, we'll take a look at it. I'm like, I'm already giving you guys almost $200. I'm not going to give you over $200. So let's just call that fix it. So yeah, they're working on getting that set up because the pledge level, the 180 pledge level, is not showing up, and the only one that's showing up is like the 195.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm like, either something's wrong or I don't know what's going on. And the 180 is not showing up for me. So we need to fix this. Because I'm like, I'm going to get the torture chamber set. Because I want that. Because, you know, it's a torture chamber set. And you can always use a torture chamber set in a game. So I need it. So yeah, once I get that, then it'll be the last thing that I purchased for that. And then I get to have those all sent to me. I get to start painting more things.
Which will be awesome.
Oh, they'll be, yeah, when we get the whole setup for the bones painted, we're going to take pictures of everything. Like, I want to do one just massive big picture of all the minis laid out. Painted, and then I'm going to go back in and do like individual shots of everything because like we already finished the graveyard set.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's, oh my God. I'm not even going to, I don't even want to show pictures of it until everything is done because it is amazing. Just saying. So.
But it sounds so cool.
It was so fun. So, well, I guess that kind of wraps everything up. But yeah, go to Kickstarter, get Kickstart Torg for me. SteamWorld Heist and the Shadowrun Trilogy on Steam. So, until next time, folks.
Keep playing.
Have a blast. And we will get back to our regular scheduled shows here as soon as this is up. So until next time, have fun.
You can contact us or the show by using Twitter, Facebook, or regular old email. Our Twitter accounts are at Zendead,
at Jules Podcaster,
and at No Operations.
And the show's Twitter account is at SeizeTheGM.
And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/SeizeTheGM.
You can email questions or comments to the show at admin@SeizeTheGM.com.
You can email me at zendead@SeizeTheGM.com.
Me at jules@SeizeTheGM.com.
And me at nulloperations@SeizeTheGM.com.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Seize the GM. Feel free to leave a comment about this episode on our webpage, www.seizethegm.com. Let the dice fall where they may, and we'll see you again next week.
Seize the GM is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted materials referenced herein are held by the respective owners. No infringement is intended, and no claim of ownership is implied.
The music for the show is Dreaming Spirit, off of the album Ghost Machine, by The Enigma TNG. His music is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License.